This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. It's great to be with you. I'm just back from Washington, D.C. I was at the White House Christmas party and had a great time, and I sure hope I'm going to have four more years of it. We'll find out what Dick Morris has to say about that. We got Dick on the line right now, famous Republican political strategist. You can visit dickmorris.com. for his political commentaries. Dick, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you, man? It's been a while.
Hey, good to be back. Good to be back here. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. It's been a while. Always like to hear.
I don't know if you know this, Wayne, but I've been secretly working for Trump. The condition was that I not publicize it and I not get paid, but I spoke to the president about 100 times over the last 6 months by phone.
Okay.
And I'm absolutely convinced, based on the polling that I did and worked with their existing pollster, John McLaughlin, that Trump won this election and won it fairly handily.
Yes.
If you divide the country into red, blue, and purple states, in the purple states, there was a surge of Democratic vote, much more than the Republican vote. But in blue states, where the Democrats couldn't lose, and red states where they couldn't win, the Democratic vote didn't go up at all.
Right.
It went up slightly about as much as the Republicans. So, like in Arizona.
Phoenix, in Maricopa County.
Yeah. There were 600,000 more Democratic votes than last time, but only 300,000 more Republican votes. And the same was true in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin. The Democrats stuffed the ballot box.
Right.
And in these purple states, there are massive numbers of an increase in Democratic vote, and it's impossible to have actually happened.
Right. No, I'm with you, 110%. Look, I just wrote a column that'll be out. You know, I have a syndicated national newspaper column. Creator Syndicate puts it out on Sundays, and it's, of course, this election was stolen. And it's, you know, unlike you deal in facts, which is great. I love having you on the show, Dick, because you give me facts that back up my gut instincts. But me, I'm just a guy who was a lifelong sports bettor, guy who's bet, you know, millions of dollars in my lifetime on games and understands, you know, rigged games and understands this election, when you look at it, was absolutely rigged. When you see that four states stopped voting and said, let's go to bed for the night and send everybody home, when you wake up in the morning, Trump loses. Well, what did they do in those few hours? I thought they were supposed to be sleeping, right?
They didn't send them all home in Georgia.
No.
They said there was a water main leak.
Right.
It turned out to be an overflowing toilet. And they used that as an excuse to chase everybody out of there.
And now we have video.
Four Democratic inspectors who stayed there, and somehow Trump emerged losing, having entered that water main break winning.
Right, and you do know that they have a video now. It was just before. It was just maybe you and I were saying that. But now it's a video.
Yeah.
They took suitcases out. Glory, hallelujah, everybody's gone. Yeah. Let's just add all these new ballots. It's really amazing.
Right.
You know what else they had in common? I hear in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia, they found literally thousands and thousands of ballots that looked like nobody had ever used them. In other words, they were straight from a printing machine.
The election inspector said they looked pristine.
Right.
They weren't even folded. just absolutely turned out from the printing press.
And what other tip off? Not only pristine, incredible. but only one name on them, right? Joe Biden. They didn't vote.
Yeah,
they didn't have time to add anybody down ballot. It was just Biden, Biden, because they had no time. You know.
So, the other thing is Dominion software, and the Dominion voting system, which tallied the results in Pennsylvania, Georgia, two or three other of the swing states, Wisconsin. And Dominion is owned by UBS Securities, which is a Chinese company. It's nominally based in Switzerland.
Amazing.
But joint venture with Chinese government in UBS Securities Limited. It's a different company where UBS owns 25% and the government of China owns 75%. And get this. On October 8th, 2020, 4 weeks before the election, the Chinese company, UBS Limited, fully owned by China, gave Dominion $400 million.
Right. What was that for?
What was that for, right?
What could that be for?
4 weeks before Election Day. And just absolutely incredible. It's an SEC filing that money was transferred, and no indication of what it was for. And the Dominion software was designed by Venezuelans working for Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. And his specs were, I want a system where you can shift votes, steal elections, and nobody can trace it. And that's what they developed it for.
Right, but see, here's again, you and I could talk about this till we're blue in the face, Dick. You and I are on the same team. We're singing in the same choir. How do you get any judge to go along with this? All they do is rule against us. We're like 0-80 right now. We just got a bad ruling in Nevada by an Obama judge, of course. So how do you ever find a judge that will ever agree that this all sounds like it's horrible and the election needs to be overturned or redone? You don't until you get to the Supreme Court, correct? That's the key.
Yeah, that's the key. And absolutely, that's the key. The other key is the state legislatures. There is a serious move in Pennsylvania, for example, and in Wisconsin and in Arizona to refuse to certify or nominate Democratic electors from those states. The Constitution gives the state legislatures the exclusive power to name the electors from the state. The Constitution was written before the party system was developed. So it wasn't a question of one party or the other. It was a question of the names of the electors. And the state legislature, not the governor, but the legislatures, have that power exclusively. And in Pennsylvania, they've indicated that they feel that's why they had that hearing in Pennsylvania that was televised, because it was a state legislative hearing to determine if there was enough evidence of fraud not to certify Democratic electors, even if the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, who's a Democrat, had certified the state as being carried by Biden. And that is a real possibility.
Right. So in your mind, like I was announcing to my audience yesterday, I felt like the three states where we really do have a realistic shot to overturn this, and it hands the election to Trump, is Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia. It's such bad cheating in those states. And if you add the delegates, electors, subtract them from Biden, add them to Trump, he's at 278. Trump wins the election with those three states, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. But you think Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania are the best choices, yeah?
I think Arizona is. I think Georgia, well, Arizona was a tiny margin, 12,000 votes. And get this, there was a 45% increase in the Democratic vote. And a 22% increase in the Republican vote.
And the whole increase came from one county, right? Fulton, where Atlanta is. I'm sure that's where it all came from, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
That's right. And I think that, but it's more than geographic. The issue is through what process can we win? And I think we can win in the Supreme Court. I think we can win in the state legislatures. And I think that really should be the focus. There's one other thing coming down the pike. I spoke to the president earlier today, and, you know, he's going to Georgia on Sunday. And I urged him to urge people, of course, to vote in the runoff on which the state of the U.S. Senate depends, the two Republican senators in a runoff.
Of course.
But to stress and demand that the state legislature institute changes so the voting system on January 5th is not the same one as it was on November 3rd. Because it'll be stolen the same way.
Well, I was going to ask you that question. What would change anything? I was just going to ask you that. What changes it?
Number one, Dominion needs to be fired, and the state needs to tabulate its mail-in and absentee votes by hand. Secondly, the the ballots that are mailed in, absentee or mail-in. The envelope has to be preserved and stapled to the ballot itself. So if the signature is invalid, you know who they voted for. Thirdly, the governor of Florida gave away the store in March as a result of a lawsuit brought by Stacey Abrams, the Republican, the Democrat who lost the governor. And as a result of that lawsuit, he agreed not to verify signatures or to verify them only generally. One of the examples of the things they said they would not call is if the voter put down the wrong year for his birth date, you know, like he didn't know the year he was born in. We need to supersede that ruling, that consent decree, and require strict verification of signatures. And then there's a fourth thing. Cleta Mitchell, who's the lawyer in Georgia, has been fighting all month to get the list of the people who voted, which she's legally entitled to get as Trump's attorney, and they won't give it to her. And the legislature should require that 4 days after the election, the Secretary of State has to provide that list to each party, and then each party has to have 7 days to challenge anybody that's not legally registered. And all that may necessitate delaying the election from January 5th.
But so let me ask you something. Does Trump say he's going to try and do these things? Because that's obviously what I'd like him to do.
I think he's going to say something very much like that tomorrow.
All right, I hope so, because I keep arguing we're going to lose Georgia the same way we lost Georgia in the presidential election. If you don't change something, they're going to steal it again.
By the way,
they've got the country.
I'm in the middle of writing a book, and it'll come out around Inauguration Day. Love to do your show about it. It's called Stolen, and it's the case by case of how the Democrats stole this election.
They did. Dick Morris, thank you. It sounds like your book is my column I just wrote about this election was absolutely stolen from the standpoint of a Vegas gambler. You'll love it. I'll send you a copy. You'll actually enjoy it. Dick Morris, love to hear from you. Visit DickMorris.com for all his political commentaries. Thank you, Dick. Merry Christmas.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, and I've got a podcast called War Raw. Sounds a little like the WWE, right? The wrestling confederation. War Raw. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial news stories of the week. I break down the best stories that you want to hear if you're a conservative, a libertarian, a patriot, a taxpayer, a Trumper, a deplorable. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. So, to me, this whole COVID thing is like a plot against small business. That's what it is to me. From the very beginning of COVID, first of all, if you want to kill capitalism, you don't kill big business, you kill small business, because small business are the real capitalists of America, the real entrepreneurial risk takers. Big business are a bunch of bought, paid, lock, stock, and barrel sold to any bidder, Democrat, Republican, Communist, doesn't matter to them. As long as you award them government contracts and favorable tax rulings versus the little guys, they're thrilled. And they'll give you billion-dollar donations. You know? These are all like gigantic multi-billion-dollar multinational corporations that pay very little in taxes because they've got the most favored tax treatments. But collectively, they give billions in tax donations. I'll bet you most of the money both Republicans and Democrats get running for president or Congress comes from corporations, large corporations. And they all suddenly do great when COVID comes along. You know, Costco, Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, Lowe's, Home Depot. You name me a chain of stores, they're doing great. You show me an individual tiny store, mom and pop, they're not essential and they're closed. How's that possible? How come supermarkets are essential? Costco's essential, Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, Lowe's, all essential. But a guy who owns a small corner hardware store, not essential. So here's an article I found online, The Plot Against Small Business. If one were to consider the upward transfer of wealth and market share to big business since the start of COVID-19 pandemic, one would think such economic changes were intended. It's no secret the interests of politicians and the corporate elite align. As we near a year of lockdowns and sheltering in place, the long-term effects of pandemic policy on the economy are becoming clear. Almost every piece of legislation supposedly designed to curb the spread of coronavirus and protect workers has wreaked devastation on small business while benefiting large corporations. Roughly 100,000 small businesses have permanently closed due to COVID-19. Well, big box retailers, tech giants, and pharmaceutical manufacturers have seen record profits. America's small businesses face an attack on every front. First, there are more visible policies, lockdowns, mask mandates, social distancing that strongly discourage people from patronizing brick-and-mortar retailers and restaurants. These policies impact small business far more than large chains and corporations. Second, the cost of complying with health and safety guidelines and the corresponding fines if businesses don't comply have forced businesses to incur additional expenses while their revenue declines. According to the Small Business Administration, the cost of compliance disproportionately impacts small businesses who lack the funds and infrastructure of large corporations to adapt to new regulation. Overhauling a business to accommodate remote work, for example, requires a flexibility and investment of resources that most small businesses simply do not have. For dine-in restaurants, the vast majority of which are small businesses, switching to outdoor dining is often not even possible given the business location. And then I'm going to add this. Don't forget about California, where they just banned outdoor dining. Lastly, there are ever-evolving COVID-19 employment regulations that disproportionately expose small business to lawsuits and subsequent legal expenses and damages that may result. The conspicuous absence of liability protection also disadvantages small businesses, as the largest corporations can spare the capital required to fight lawsuits and painlessly pay out damages. For example, Publix, a large supermarket chain, or maybe it's Publix, has so far managed to avoid paying damages to the family of an employee who died of COVID due to the fact he wasn't allowed to wear a mask at work. A small business could never get away with this stuff, but big businesses, they just, you know, push it out over time and pay the legal bills and don't worry about it. Every substantial piece of COVID-19 legislation enacted at the federal level has harmed small business and benefited large corporations. 58% of small business owners say they've worried about closing. 100,000 small businesses already closed. 48% of businesses with 1 to 4 employees have been severely impacted by COVID regulations. If I didn't know better, I would think COVID was the smartest germ in the world and it's out to kill small business. I guess it's a Democrat.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden taking a dark and pessimistic tone regarding the last monthly jobs report of 2020, calling it grim.
We remain in the midst of one of the worst economic and job crises in modern history. But it doesn't have to stay that way. If we act now, now, we can begin to regain momentum and start to build back a better future. There's no time to lose. Millions of people have lost their jobs or had their hours slashed. They've lost their health insurance or are in danger of losing their health insurance. One in every six renters is behind in rent.
The economy did create 245,000 new jobs last month. Wall Street ending the week on a high note. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all setting records under the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, X3 Exercise Bar. All of you know me as Mr. Exercise. I love to work out. I've been working out for 40 years now. But it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family or playing with my dogs simply by using the brand new X3. And now that's what I'm doing. For the last 6 weeks, I've used this X3. It's a compact, premium home exercise product. 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. Not just more effective, but it's 3 times more effective than weights with 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable. It's easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. The key components of the X3 are made in the USA. How cool is that? Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Promo code WAR. Save $75. It is not an expensive buy. And I'm telling you, Wayne Root says it is fantastic. I've used it for 6 weeks. I use it every other day. And my arms look like Popeye the Sailor Man. Pretty cool. 59 years old. I got arms like a UFC fighter. And that's from the X3 exercise bar. 10 minutes is all you need. So it's perfect for my audience. You don't need to spend hours in the gym anymore. All right, we got a great guest with us, Brigitte Gabriel, National Security Analyst, Chairman of ActForAmerica.org, ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author, her latest book, Rise. Brigitte Gabriel, how are you?
Doing great. So glad to be back with you, Wayne.
All right, great to be with you, except last time you were with me, we both assumed that Trump was going to win, and here we are fighting for our lives to keep from drowning. Do you think Trump still has a chance to win?
I still believe he has a chance, because once the truth comes out, I believe and I hope we can still change things before December 14th. Obviously, we are working against the clock. Obviously, the lawyers, and I trust Rudy Giuliani, and I trust Sidney Powell, and I trust the legal team that they are doing everything they can. I know they are working on certain information that cannot come out unless the case goes to the Supreme Court. I'm not sure we're going to be able to make it to the Supreme Court in time. I hope they do. You know, every one of us is sitting going, come on, present it already, get it moving already. But, you know, I mean, I can tell you I was at the White House 2 nights ago for the White House Christmas party. The president is in a great mood. He's very optimistic. He believes that we still have a chance to win. He is a fighting president. And, you know, we have never had a president who's willing to fight as much as President Trump. He believes we can still win this, so I'm trusting that we're going to be able to win it.
So would you just say you were at the White House Christmas party yesterday?
On Tuesday night, December 1st.
Oh, and I was there Wednesday night. I was at the White House Christmas party Wednesday night. I missed you by one day.
Hold on. Yeah, that's right. You know what they're doing this year? They are having multiple ones because to control the crowd inside the White House because of the number control or whatever. Oh, my goodness. So we could have at least, well, I know exactly probably where you stayed, and we probably stayed at the same hotel.
I stayed at the Trump International. I assume you stayed
there,
too.
Yeah,
right?
Me too. Yeah. So we probably crossed each other. I checked out on Wednesday.
We got there Tuesday night, and we went to the party Wednesday night, and then we left early Thursday morning, so I got back in time to do my show yesterday. But what's interesting
I always say, anytime I'm up there, I need to send an email to all my friends saying, hey, is any of you going to be at the White House Christmas party?
There you go.
By the way, while we're talking, are you going to be at the Vice President's Christmas party on the 14th?
I was not invited to that one, but even if I was, I'm sure I could be invited. I could make a phone call, but I have no time to go back and forth to Washington. Where do you live?
I live
on the East Coast, I assume, yeah? Where are you?
Yes, I do. I live in an undisclosed location on the East Coast.
Got it. I live all the way in Vegas, so it's a 3,000-mile trip, and you pretty much always have to take a connecting flight, which makes it a long trip.
That's
so it's just
right.
not that much
That's
fun
right.
to go back and forth to Washington. You know, it's not. But I will say this much, Brigitte. I will say this much. On the way back, we flew through Nashville, Tennessee. and the flight from Nashville to Vegas was jam-packed. Every seat was taken. Everybody was in a party mood, and they were all going to Vegas. And this comes after, you know, Fauci and all the doctors say don't travel, and California says lockdown. Nobody can leave their home. You can't ride a bicycle. You can't take a walk. And here we are, me and my fiancé are traveling to the White House Christmas party. We're flying thousands of miles, 6,000 miles round trip, and everybody on the plane with us is partying, heading to Las Vegas. The American people aren't listening to this nonsense. They don't give a crap what Fauci or any of these dumb, overeducated, egghead Ivy Leaguer doctors have to say. And they know it's just the flu and they're going out. The plane was packed, and Vegas this weekend, I hear, is going to be packed. So obviously, no one cares what Fauci says.
No one cares what Fauci says. And if the airplanes, the airlines are so concerned about the spread of the virus, why are they packing every seat on the plane? People are sitting 3 inches apart from each other. Not even 3 inches apart from each other. We're sitting shoulder to shoulder next to complete strangers. You know, when I started flying after COVID, you know, well, we remember the shutdown, everybody stayed in. And then, of course, we had to get back to doing business, especially those of us who are still working.
Right.
And I remember I took the first flight and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I assumed that the middle seat is going to be empty all the way down the plane on both sides. I assumed they're going to make, you know, they're going to keep a little bit of a separation between people. But not, we were jam-packed. So if the leaders believe that, oh my gosh, people should not be traveling, why aren't they lowering the hammer on the airlines who are packing people like sardines on those little airplanes and letting them fly all over the place? Goes to show you it's all about politics. And by the way, I was reading something yesterday that said, we have had so far this year only one flu death in the city of Chicago. One death from the flu in the city of Chicago. I mean, seriously, whatever happened to the flu, whatever happened to influenza, somehow they disappeared, and everybody now is dying from COVID-19.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, cancer's disappeared, heart disease disappeared, shooting in the head disappeared, car accidents disappeared. Everyone who dies of COVID-19. So that number of 260,000 deaths is so grossly inflated. And it's so amazing, Brigitte, that the news media won't report. I've seen so many good reports in the last week, really. I saw a report, Denmark says masks don't work. They've studied over a long period of time. Tens of thousands of people in masks do absolutely nothing. If you mention that, Facebook or Twitter will kick you off or suspend you. I saw that there was a study in the New England Journal of Medicine that lockdowns don't work. They separated military Marine recruits, and they let some of them do their normal life, and then the other ones they put in total, complete isolation so they could never get COVID. And after they did this for a month, guess what happened? The people who were totally isolated got more COVID than the people that were let to do whatever they wanted to do. And then I saw another study. What was the third one? There was another one that just came out, and it showed that, you know, none of this stuff is having any effect whatsoever, and they won't. Oh, I know what it was. It was John Hopkins University did a study, and they proved. What did they prove? John Hopkins. I'm trying to remember what the study was. Oh, it's killing me now. You know what, Brigitte? I read so much stuff, it's hard to keep up with it all. Oh, they proved that 260,000 deaths included vast overstatement, because many of them had cancer and heart disease and strokes, and that the overall death rate of the year 2020 in America is exactly in the same range as 2019 and 2018, which means all these people would have died anyway of something else, or they did die of something else, and they just called it COVID. And none of this has been reported in the mainstream media.
Because it's not in their best interest. Because remember, the mainstream media, the Democratic Party, the powers to be, they are all coordinating together. And it's all political. And look at it this way. Common sense. We don't even have to look at research, Wayne. If the lockdowns worked the first time we did a lockdown, how come we are still talking? How come we're having to have another lockdown?
In California,
so we did lockdown for 2 weeks, and then they said, okay, you need to continue another 2 weeks. The whole country locked down for a month. Remember in the springtime, Easter, everybody was locked down at home. Nobody could go to church, everything. Wear masks, stay at home. Everybody complied because everybody wanted to do the good thing, because we thought, well, you know, for 2 weeks, everybody can do 2 weeks. I'll do my 2 weeks, no problem. And then they extended it another 2 weeks. So for at least 1 month, everybody stayed inside. Nobody went to work. People, you know, listened to whatever advice we were getting from the powers to be in Washington, D.C. here we're having to go through the whole thing again. That means the first time it did not work. So why are we doing it again? You know what they say? If you keep beating around, if you keep doing the same thing, trying expecting different results, but keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results.
You're an idiot. And by the way, I'll give you a better example of what you were saying. You're saying we all locked out for a month or 6 weeks or even 2 months back in March, April, Bridget. But don't forget, in places like California, they've never unlocked down. California's been on a pretty serious lockdown all this time, and they're number one in the country for getting COVID now. You know what else everybody refused to report? Back in May, and I saved it. It's somewhere around here. I got to dig through. You know, my life is probably like yours. My desk has files on top of files on top of files. I saved an article by an Israeli medical researcher. He studied every country in the world in March and April, and the ones that locked down versus the ones that didn't. And he found there's zero difference in how many people get COVID, hospitalizations, and deaths. You're still going to have old people dying. You're still going to have people get sick. It's not like it's any better. If you don't lock down, you stay open. It's not better. It's just not worse. It doesn't matter. It's a bug. People get it. And they refuse to report this, and nothing has changed all this time. They still want to lock us all down. Biden wants a national lockdown. Bridget, we're on the run. I always appreciate you being on. She's the chairman of ActForAmerica.org.
Thank you, my friend.
ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her book is Rise. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great evening.
Hang on for a minute. I want to talk to you off mic. Hang on. This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root's on fire, your relentless conservative warrior. You know what George Washington said? If you want peace, prepare for war. I am an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. Let's go to war. By the way, can you imagine if they caught a Reagan, a Bush, a Trump mistakenly saying, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. That's what Joe Biden said. And the media buried it, and no one ever brought it up again. And then they stole the election. We have put together the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. I should have led off my column with that. That would have been a great way to lead it off. My column that's coming out, we're gonna read it to you at the start of hour number three, coming up in about 10 minutes or so. It's called, Of Course This Election Was Stolen. You're damn right it was stolen. Joe Biden admitted it was stolen. That was not a faux pas. He was telling the truth. He let out the truth. We've put together the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Joe Biden said it. Media didn't care. Just like what Joe Biden said, if you're considering voting for Trump instead of me, you're not really black. Let him get away with that. They let him get away with anything and everything when you're a Democrat. You get away with nothing when you're a Republican. Every word you say when you're a Republican is used against you. I think back to about, I guess, 4 years ago. I remember it was like my first week on Newsmax TV. So it was about 3.5-4 years ago. And of course, I was on USA Radio, too. And some girl got killed. Isn't her name Molly Tibbs or Molly Tibbetts in Iowa? In an Iowa cornfield. She got raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant going for a jog. And it was just such a shocking thing to hear about. And I said in the middle of my show on Newsmax TV, I said, oh, my God, this poor girl, they just arrested an illegal Molly Tibbetts. That's what I said. Molly Tibbetts. That was a pretty good memory. Not bad. I knew it was Tibbs or Tibbetts. and she was jogging, and he raped and murdered her. And I said, you know, stop doing that. Women need to stop doing that. There's so many bad men out there, so many horrible men. I'm putting down my own group, men. I think that's pretty big of me. There's bad men out there. There's evil men. Women don't stop and rape and murder men. That never happens, so I'm talking about men. Men are always raping and murdering women. There's a lot of evil men. You gotta stop jogging by yourself. She was like the fourth woman in a year. In New York City, there was a gal. Somewhere else, there was a gal. They go jogging, and next thing you know, they find them dead in a ditch after being raped. Their pants pulled down around their legs, and they're raped. It's horrible. This is someone's daughter. So I said, stop it. Go buy a treadmill and watch CNN if you're a liberal. If you're a conservative, watch Fox News. Watch sports. Watch, Hallmark TV Christmas movies. But get on the treadmill in the safety of your own house. Preferably, I'd even recommend you have a German Shepherd vicious guard dog sitting at your feet while you jog on the treadmill. No one's ever going to hurt you. There's no way. Everywhere I go, I carry a gun. Everywhere I go, I've got a vicious... I used to have, for 10 years, a vicious German Shepherd. And now I've got a big dog that's 100 pounds, too. And he barks like he sounds worse, more vicious than a German Shepherd. Everyone should have that. Every woman should have that. Don't go jogging by yourself. Go jogging with three other women. You'll be safe. No one's ever attacked a group of three women. I've ever heard of that in my life. Or go jogging with a gun. But don't go jogging alone, unarmed. So that was my speech during the show when I heard about Molly Tibbetts, because I was horrified and saddened that such a tragedy happened. Can you find anything wrong with what I just said? Well, liberals can. Within minutes, I don't know how they even do it, within minutes, there were headlines all across Europe that Donald Trump's friend, TV and radio host Wayne Root, blames a woman for her own rape and murder. What about what I just said is blaming a woman for her own murder? No, it's not. It's begging you to please don't go jogging alone. Because men are terrible. There's evil all over the world. Evil men are everywhere. Don't go jogging alone. Bring a gun, go with three women, or buy a treadmill and do it in the safety of your house. I'm just trying to protect women and save women's lives. And they turned that into Wade Root, another horrible person like Donald Trump, another horrible man, blames a woman for her own rape and murder. And this was headlines in like three European newspapers within minutes of me saying it on Newsmax TV. That's an example of how the media is out to destroy conservatives. But when a liberal says we have the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics, and then follows up by stealing the election, no one brings it up and cares. You know? Sponsor of this segment of the show, this hour of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You gotta buy gold and silver. 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 I don't know how many times I could say it or how much stronger I could say it. Gold and silver both up again today, just like yesterday. And they are the precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You got to protect yourself. If Biden does win this thing, if it is declared for Biden and he's sworn in, he's going to spend us into bankruptcy. Oh, my God, you need gold and silver to protect your future retirement, to protect your wealth, to protect your children's future. Right now, call him, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, toll free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Tell him Wayne Root is your fan, and next thing you know, boom, great discount.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.